it says in the subject line, I like her, but hate her. Let's see. Okay. I'm not about drama, freak show. I'm about not looking stupid or feeling stupid. My boyfriend has two roommates. One had to move out and they have a nice place. So a bunch of our friends wanted to get into that spot. Who wouldn't? Pool and everything. My boyfriend and his roommate selected their female friend who just moved here that they went to school with. And I didn't even know that that was an option on moving in a girl. Like I said, I don't want to be about the drama. Walking in on three roommates laying around lazy Sunday is nothing new to this house. But walking in when one of the roommates is in boy shorts and a T-shirt is just different to me. I'm so trying not to be that girl that gets jealous. So I've been crazy nice to her, and she's a really cute girl, and I've been accommodating. But when I walk in and see them all laying out drunk on the couch, it bugs me to the core. It's not even been a year, so I don't think I'm in a position to demand anything. But I'm starting to hate going over to his place because I silently want to scratch her eyes out every time she touches him when she laughs.
Oh.
His other roommate and my boyfriend are supposed to talk about it after 90 days of her being there to see if they want to keep it going. Is it overstepping if I make this known? I don't want to be hateful. I don't want to mess up the relationship, but I don't know if I could take this. Signed, Kira. Kira's out of St. Pete.
You have a right to your opinion, Kira, first of all. But second of all, it's a little too late now. She's already living there.
Yeah, she's in the house.
You should have made this known like right before they were going to do this.
Well, she didn't know it was the chick, though. Like, she said they was getting a roommate.
I would have had a huge problem with this.
With him having a girl roommate?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, like, I know when we had, when Rocca was in here, she was talking about the fact that she lives with two of her homies. And
yeah.
So it's like, so it's a girl. So I'm assuming like one of their girlfriends could be like in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Girl in the house, mm-hmm. just cute, whatever. But like,
she has to remember that this girl was friends with her boyfriend before her.
Right.
It's been longer than a year. So she kind of has seniority. Do you have...
The girl got seniority?
Well, that friendship. You can't just immediately throw away a friendship for a long time.
It's not throwing it away. They're living together. But
yeah, this roommate thing definitely ain't got no tenure.
If you
60 days.
Kick her out, you're going to mess up that friendship.
Yeah, you can't tell him what to do. You just have to let it be known that this makes you feel uncomfortable.
Is that really something that if did Anthony ever have a female roommate?
No.
I had a female roommate in college. That's why I'm just asking. But it was three of us, though.
We almost had a male roommate, and then one of my girlfriends slept with him, so that didn't work out. And it just, listen, this can happen. This can go, is it necessarily going to go left? No. Could it? Absolutely. There's a huge chance for it to. Listen, late night in the pajamas, drinking, like if you've ever lived with the opposite sex and there was nothing there, things can happen late at night, on the weekends, you never know.
I mean, that's more like, that's movie time.
No, not really. It happens.
I don't know.
Like, there are people who can sit around and, like, watch TV without, like, just,
there
like,
are,
you know.
For sure. But then it also happens unexpectedly. You weren't necessarily planning it. Things just happen.
Somebody just sit down and start watching the news fresh out of the shower.
Yeah, did she sit down on you? Oh, I was sitting there. Oh, my bad.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, but you was comfortable.
My rope popped open.
Okay, stop it. Yeah, y'all making her mad. All right, what do you do in this situation? Are you going to trip because your man's got a girl roommate? Jasmine, hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're not okay with this?
No, not at all.
Why, though?
I wouldn't even let my boyfriend stay, like, within the same hallway at a hotel room on a vacation with a girl. So her living in the house, I just feel like there's way too much opportunity for something to happen.
You said you wouldn't let him live on the hallway.
No, I wouldn't even, no. Well, I'm just saying, like, if they were going on it, like, it just reminds me of something. So it's like you go on vacation and you find out some girl that doesn't have a boyfriend's coming on the trip. I don't even want that to happen. So now I'm coming over and this girl that is supposedly just a friend is passed out in biker shorts getting drunk with you on the weekends. No.
That's his roommate, though. She lives there. Like, she came out of her room and laid on the couch and they drank. That's
the problem.
That's the problem. She's like, I know what he said.
Of course it is.
That's the issue. Okay. All right.
He randomly finds me a male roommate if it's so cool.
Yeah.
And
okay.
See how he feels about it.
All right. I appreciate it, Jasmine. Thanks.
No problem.
All right.
You're just okay with this, Davi, because you said that they've been friends for a long time, so
she has seniority.
Yeah. Seniority is what you said.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You don't see this going left.
I think they could be mature adults and keep it platonic and just a strictly living situation.
Yeah, okay.
Out of the 818, unless what up, LA? Unless the girl is gay, then yes, it's a problem.
I can see that.
Orlando, know what's up. Stop playing opposite sex drunk together. Something will always happen.
You know,
that's not.
Not just the sex.
Always happen. Some people out there will respect the roommate hustle. Like, you're not gonna blank where you eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can't just smash somebody at the house.
Well,
they know where you live. They're not leaving.
Things just happen sometimes, but it's not just that. Let me tell you where I would be irritated. It's not just the opportunity for sex. It's the closeness of their relationship and the inside jokes and like walking in and them sitting close together. And you know, you're not involved in that at all. You're just you're kind of like the side chick now.
If you walk in the house,
you're taking a step back from their relationship.
If you walk in the house and two roommates are sitting on the couch laughing, drinking beer, and playing video games. Mm-hmm. And it's two dudes. You see nothing. You walk in and it's a girl in her gym stuff fresh from her room playing video games, sitting there drinking, laughing, and it looked like a date. That's girl stuff.
And you know, in the email, nowhere did she put anything that had made her suspicious.
No.
He wasn't one of these sneaky guys. He hasn't been caught doing dirt. This is just a friend.
You do have to trust your man, but also now you're just letting somebody potentially ruin and meddle in your relationship. And how come we didn't talk about, is it time for us to live together? We've been together for a year. Now you're just moving some girl in with you.
Already?
I'm just saying.
Because
put it out there.
Look how you acting.
I don't know if I want you at my house like this. Wow, let's see. I would absolutely trip if my boyfriend had a female roommate, regardless how long they've been friends. Like you guys said, late night drinks. Everybody's all on this bad on this liquor. With or without friends can lead to unexpected sexual things happening.
Mm-hmm. This happened with me and my boyfriend, and his female roommate tried to kiss him.
Oh, I've been that roommate, and we were not just roommates. Don't do it. Never mind. Never mind. All right, well, say something, girl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.